This episode of Cognitive Dissonance is brought to you by our patrons. You fucking rock. Be advised that this show is not for children, the faint of heart, or the easily offended. The explicit tag is there for a reason.
Recording live from Glory Hole Studios in Chicago and beyond, this is Cognitive Dissonance. Every episode we blast anyone who gets in our way. We bring critical thinking, skepticism, and irreverence to any topic that makes the news, makes it big, or makes us mad. It's skeptical, it's political, and there is no welcome mat. And today is April 27th. That's the new intro. We're recording it on April 27th. You're hearing it not on April 27th. Yeah. Guys, the numbering system will be done by Ian in perpetuity.
Here we go. Ian?
He doesn't know this yet.
What number is it?
685.
Thank you, Ian. And that's because we're trying to record ahead these days, and this shit just gets confusing.
It's weird.
But, you know, it's also kind of useful, I think, to tell people when we're recording.
Right,
because
right.
Because we've done this so many times. We record on Thursday night. We always record on Thursday night. It's our thing. It's our date.
Yeah.
And then the show comes out not on Thursday night.
No,
and the world happens
and it changes
between
so
Thursday and Monday.
Yeah.
So,
because when we come back on Monday, Tucker Carlson could be at OAN.
He could. Yeah, nobody would fucking know because nobody watches OAN. I love the firing of Tucker Carlson.
Oh.
He's all tuckered out.
I just want to say, Tom, that they had a mutual parting of ways. Thank you very much.
He got fired. Motherfucker got canned.
He did get fired.
I know. I love that, like, because his last broadcast was like,
see you Monday.
Hey, folks, see you Monday. And then they were still running promos for his show.
Yeah.
And then it was just like, we here at Fox want to thank Tucker Carlson for all of his years of service.
They were promoing shit like an interview that he was going to have on. Like they were doing a whole bunch of promo stuff that was like,
that's not going to happen now.
And it was like middle of the day. There's some promoing. And then by 2, he's walking out, getting escorted out by fucking security with his box.
He's got his box with his fucking plant in it and his fucking racist emblems and his
he's
got to
tuck it by
shit.
His Nazi flag or whatever.
Help me carry my swastika to the car, guys. Yeah. Oh, God.
Here's my Adolf Hitler vintage tie I've got to put on.
What a bag of shit. I've listened to like 3 podcasts and listened to like read articles, like, and all of them are just delicious because at the end of all of them and at the beginning of all of them, Tucker Carlson got fired.
Yeah.
And I love that so much.
Yeah.
I love everything about the fact that that horrible fucking person won't have that massive 3.2 million person platform.
It's a money decision, though.
Yeah, of course it is.
Like it's a money decision.
They fired him for a business.
So, like, all of us will celebrate and be like, man, it's fucking great that Tucker Carlson isn't there anymore. But in reality, it's not because he was going too far right.
Oh,
it was because he lied about the election, and his tweets and not his tweets, his private messages and things would have been really fucking damning for the company.
Yeah.
And they had to settle. And then they recouped a little bit of that money by letting him go.
Yeah. Oh, this is not a principled decision, right?
Not at all.
So
not at all.
I don't confuse it with it, but as a person who enjoys the consequences as much, if not more, than the principle, I'm like, good. Because that guy was a cancer.
Sure.
And like, part of me is like, would I like it if he was excised from the system because like the system had a self-correcting mechanism that sorted out the good from the bad? I would love that. But like, Fox has never had that.
Yeah.
What Fox has, like, Fox got rid of Bill O'Reilly, not because Bill O'Reilly was a horrible person. He always was. But because Bill O'Reilly cost them a bunch of money in sexual harassment.
He got caught. But you bring up Bill O'Reilly, and this is a good point. Bill O'Reilly to Tucker, right?
Right.
So that's what happened, was a Bill O'Reilly to Tucker shift. Is it, I don't think it's against any kind of their morals at all to go even farther right.
Oh, no.
You know what I mean? And so he could be replaced by